Good morning.
This sounds like a pretty ambitious effort, but it's actually modeled on some that have taken place in the past.
We've had great success with a program we ran a couple of years ago on the Highway 41 corridor all the way from Wisconsin down to the Gulf of Mexico, and a similar program out on the 95 corridor along the East Coast. We think that this certainly has potential to be effective as those were in raising awareness and reducing the occurrences of drunk driving along this corridor.
So what does this entail from the law enforcement viewpoint?
Well, we've asked agencies along the 94 corridor, state patrols and local sheriff's agencies specifically along this entire corridor from the state of Michigan all the way out to the state of Montana to focus their attentions a little bit on the 94 corridor throughout all those states and saturate it with law enforcement and certainly heavy-handed law enforcement to identify and certainly apprehend anybody that's driving impaired on those roads, especially with all the busy traffic and all the families and everybody that's going to be sharing that road this weekend.
What can drivers expect to see?
Lots of law enforcement. Cars pulled over, they see that. Certainly we ask them to slow down and move over as we would expect. But certainly be on the lookout for law enforcement. We'll be out there. It should be a very visible presence. They'll certainly be there to help in case anything bad happens, if anybody breaks down. But their main focus is certainly going to be the identifying of anybody that might be drunk and take the appropriate enforcement action.
What are the telltale signs of an impaired driver?
A lot of weaving is certainly number one, you know, moving across their lane into the other lane, onto the shoulder. Sometimes they speed up and they slow down and erratic, you know, just kind of a lot of erratic driving, you know, that we see. Unfortunately, it's getting to be very similar to people who are distracted nowadays by other things, but those are the main telltale signs that we'll see in a drunk driver. Sometimes very high, aggressive speeds will be part of what we see with drunk drivers. They also change lanes aggressively, and they may tailgate a little bit more aggressively than others do. And we certainly encourage all of the travelers that are on the same corridor, if they see anything that would suggest a person is impaired, that they call that in. They can use 911 to get a hold of the emergency services, and law enforcement will respond.
Now, here in Wisconsin, a series of new drunk driving penalties have taken effect. Do you expect people to be on their best behavior, or is there going to be some kind of an adjustment period that we're just embarking on?
I think there will be a significant adjustment period. We're hoping that the new law eventually does make people or have people make better decisions about whether they're going to drive impaired. And that's often going to take a while because most of these consequences of the new law here in Wisconsin are about the consequences, about what the fines and the penalties are going to be, such as ignition interlock is going to be put on your vehicle if you're convicted, and their fourth offense is now a felony. Those sort of things kind of take time to take effect, but what we're really hoping is that all of those things combined and the outreach we've been doing on this will just raise awareness enough to people that they don't even want to face those consequences, and so they make better choices right from the very beginning.
Dan Lonsdorf, thanks for being with us.
I appreciate it. Thank you for having me.